From the 2020 Beltwide Cotton Conference in Austin, Texas, I'm Stephen Orr, joined now by Keelan Golson. Keelan is the product manager for Delta Pine. Keelan, thanks for stopping by to visit with us.
Thank you, Stephen.
Keelan, we closed the books on 2019, and we start to look forward to 2020, and you guys recently announced your class of 20 coming out. But when you look at your portfolio, as we were talking before we came on air, Delta Pine really, over the last few years, has filled out that portfolio, and you have kind of something for every acre in West Texas when we look at that diversity that's there.
Absolutely, Stephen. And one thing that I'm extremely proud of is that over the past several years, we really had an influx of capital into the Delta Pine research and development from Monsanto and now from Bayer that has allowed us to really step up our breeding efforts in Texas. We built the mega center there in Lubbock. We do outreach all across the state of Texas out of that location. And, you know, if you look at Texas, there's some of the most productive cotton acres in the United States are in Texas. Extremely high yields consistently year in and year out. But there's also a lot of dry land acres in Texas that, you know, are in that lower to mid-yield environment year in and year out. And that means that our research program has to cover the whole depth and breadth from a yield potential perspective. We also have put a lot of effort into breeding for disease resistances and also just breeding tough products that perform under those tough environmental conditions that can and do happen in Texas.
Keelan, when we look at some of the varieties that have performed well, of course, we look back and 1646 has kind of been a standard bearer for the last few years, that rock star crop. But you've kind of got a new one emerging when we look at 1820 and some of the results we've seen there.
Absolutely. You know, Delta Pine 1820 B3XF came out of our West Texas breeding program, and it has absolutely performed wonderfully in Texas. Extremely high yields, great fiber quality, but it again is a set of genetics that needs to be put on that productive acre. That way, where you've got good water, good fertility, then it's going to show its genetic potential and really you know, give the grower a high yield potential with excellent fiber. Then there's other varieties like the Delta Pine 1646, you mentioned Delta Pine 1845, Delta Pine 1948, that especially for the southern high plains and east Texas have done a tremendous job over the past 2 to 3 years. Then as you move north in Texas and you get into the northern high plains and on up into the panhandle, we have been able to develop varieties that have that early maturity but still offer good yield potential. Things like 1908, 1909, you know, those came out of the class of 19 and have done an excellent job as you move north in the belt. And then if you think about the class of 20, we brought on Delta Pine 2012 B3XF, Delta Pine 2020 B3XF that have got excellent yield potential, good, great fiber properties, and really good disease packages. And I think they're certainly going to find a home throughout the Texas cotton, all across Texas, east and west Texas. When you get to those lower yield environments where you're dry land or limited water, we've got some varieties like Delta Pine 1522, Delta Pine 1549 that have been in our dry tough program. We released a variety this year, Delta Pine 2044, that's in our dry tough program. I think if you just look at the number, Delta Pine 2044, I know growers in Texas will remember 1044, and this variety reminds me so much of 1044. It's got a large seed, really good emergence, really good early season vigor, and it's got a high level of indeterminacy where it can just stand a lot of stress and still make, still be, you know, under low yield environments or medium yield environments, it's still going to be right there at the top.
You mentioned the dry tough program. Delta Pine, recognizing the challenge that producers on these harder acres, these dry land acres have, came out with this program in 2019, to help producers and kind of partner with them on doing a better job on those dry acres. Talk about the Dry Tough program and what that actually is.
Well, we recognize that growers in the dry land environment or light water environment need some help up front, because the cost of cotton production today is continues to rise, and I still grow cotton in Mississippi, so I fully understand that equipment costs go up, all costs seem to continue to escalate, and this is a way that we can identify germplasm that performs in that tough conditions, those dry land, limited water acres, with probably less than really what would be desirable fertility. And these varieties aren't going to win the yield trials, you know, when you're making four bales to the acre. But they certainly are going to be at the top when you're in that 300 to 800 yield environment, which is where a lot of acres in Texas are. And we realize that, and we have, both from a research and development and a business standpoint, tried to work to where we can share part of that risk on those acres with the grower.
Got a lot of exciting technology on the way. You've got some new traits. You've got a lot of focus in that research and development that's got to have you excited for the future.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think both from a genetic standpoint and a technology standpoint, the next 5 years are going to be really exciting at Delta Pine. We've got some germplasm coming forward that I think is really going to raise the yield barrier again. And the class of 20 is going to do that somewhat. I mean, the one we just introduced in New Orleans, the class of 20 is really exciting to me. But the PCM4 and the PCM3 trials that are right behind that have things in it that consistently yield or out-yield the class of 20. So we're on track from a genetic standpoint. We're also on track from continuing to evaluate these varieties, and I'm excited about two things that we've got coming that'll be potentials for the dry tough acre. So we're working on both ends of the spectrum for the Texas grower. Also, of course, the ThriveOn technology that's coming forward, I'm really excited about it. Yeah, I have people tell me sometimes, well, you know, tarnished plant bugs aren't that widespread across the belt. They're my biggest insect problem on my farm in Mississippi. But we have thrips everywhere. And this technology is really exciting to me across the belt, for not only for what it does with plant bugs, but for what it does with thrips.
Keelan, as we wrap up, I know the class of 19 had the first varieties that were cradle to the bag in Texas. How important is that Texas research program and the just being able to work in where you're selling that seed?
Well, our Texas research program is really vital to our long-term success in Texas. And, you know, in today's environment, we're funding that research and development even more so than we have in the past, because we know that cotton's got a bright future long term in the United States. And having said that, that's got to mean that it's got a bright future in Texas, because that's where over half the acres are. So we're committed long term to developing germplasm and technology that has a fit for Texas growers.
Well, Keelan, I want to thank you for taking a few minutes out of your day, and hope you have a good rest of your beltway.
Thank you. You too.
Again, that's Keelan Golston, Product Manager for Delta Pine. I'm Stephen Orr from the 2020 Beltwide Cotton Conference in Austin, Texas.